I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Governor Greg Abbott tweeted a photo and video Wednesday of the state's latest attempt to secure the Texas-Mexico border. About 20 shipping containers lined up along the riverbank next to the international bridge that connects Eagle Pass with Mexico. Behind the containers, the images show a fleet of Department of Public Safety patrol cars and dozens of officers walking around. Abbott had touted the idea of using shipping containers at the border on October 28th when he was a guest on a Fox News program and said that starting that day, the National Guard and DPS began placing containers at potential migrant crossing points to serve as a blockade to prevent migrants from coming across the border. Abbott, who is up for re-election next year, has made immigration enforcement a priority of his administration, pushing an agenda that includes building more barriers along the Texas-Mexico border, directing troopers to arrest migrants crossing the Rio Grande Valley on state charges, deploying the National Guard to different parts of the border, and suing the Biden administration for what the governor has described as President Joe Biden's open border policies. The shipping containers are the latest technique the state has deployed to halt migrants at the border. In September, DPS troopers created a miles-long wall of patrol vehicles along the riverbanks in Del Rio after more than 15,000 asylum-seeking migrants, most of them from Haiti and other parts of Latin America, gathered under the international bridge there. Currently, there is a worldwide shortage of shipping containers because pandemic-related shutdowns have slowed down the movement of freight. A member of a South Texas family that owns one of the largest ranches in the country is seeking the Democratic nomination for Texas Land Commissioner. The statewide office overseeing the Alamo's operations and the state's natural disaster recovery efforts. The seat will be open during the 2022 elections as Republican incumbent George P. Bush runs for Attorney General. Jay Kleberg, an Austin-based conservationist whose family owns the sprawling King Ranch in Kingsville, said that his campaign will focus on fighting climate change, managing the state's disaster recovery, and improving benefits for veterans. The Texas General Land Office manages 13 million acres of public lands and mineral rights across Texas. As a result, Kleberg says the office has the ability to diversify its portfolio of renewables and lead the state toward a low-emission future. Kleberg formerly served as Associate Director of the Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation, the nonprofit partner of the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. State Senator John Whitmire, the longest-serving member of the Texas Senate, announced Wednesday night he will run for Houston mayor in 2023. He intends to run for re-election to the Senate in 2022, serve in the 2023 legislative session, and then run for mayor in November that year. Whitmire has served in the Senate since 1983. Prior to that, he served 10 years in the Texas House of Representatives. The announcement confirmed a move that was rumored for months and made Whitmire the first candidate to publicly announce his intention to succeed Sylvester Turner as mayor of the state's most populous city. Houston has term limits, and Turner's second and final term will end in January 2024. In the Senate, Whitmire is best known for his work on criminal justice and public safety. A longtime Houston politician, Whitmire holds close ties to the city's public employee unions, including the police and fire unions. Check for updates on any of these stories at texastribune.org or follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief podcast for daily news updates on your favorite podcast app. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief was brought to you by Raise Your Hand Texas. Listen to the Raise Your Hand Texas podcast, Intersect Ed, where the stories of education policy and practice meet. Visit raiseyourhandtexas.org/podcast.